You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where each answer is realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Here's the question for the day. Dear Dr. Burton, in an early edition of Real Bible Answers, you mentioned that Phoebe was a deacon in the Church of Cancrae. Did you make a mistake? Wasn't she a deaconess? Well, I can understand the reason for this question, particularly when I think about the fact that in many denominations, only men are called deacons, and women who serve in similar roles are often referred to as deaconesses. However, when we look at the New Testament, we find that it does not make this distinction. In fact, the term deacon referred to one of the two offices in the early church. The other office was that of bishop. And of course, we read about these offices in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and following, Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, and Philippians chapter 1, verse 2. Now, in the Greek, both of these offices are described with the use of masculine nouns. And for those who know anything about the original Greek, you would know that the Greek word for bishop is episkopos. That's episkopos, and we get the English terms episcopacy, or episcopate, or episcopal. That's from the word episkopos, which basically means something like an overseer. Of course, the King James we mentioned before refers to it as a bishop. And the word for deacon is very much how the word sounds, and that word is diakonos, diakonos. And of course, the word diakonos basically meant one who serves, and the deacon was actually an assistant pastor, one who assisted the bishop. Now, when Paul introduced Phoebe to the Roman church in Romans chapter 16, verse 1, he refers to Phoebe as a diakonos in the church of Cancrae. And so he's basically referring to her based upon the office that she held in the Church of Cancrae, that of assistant pastor. So it would be wrong to call Phoebe a deaconess, just as it would be wrong to call a female teacher or a female doctor a teacheress or a doctoress. And just like any man who occupied that office, Phoebe was a deacon. I guess the real question is, given the fact that there was no gender restrictions on the office of deacon in the early church, who was it that decided to call women deacons deaconesses in the first place? I guess we'll never know. Or do we? Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card. If you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.